أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما خلقنا السماوات والأرض وما بينهما إلا بالحق وإن الساعة لآتية فاصفح الصفح الجميل إن ربك هو الخلاق العليم صدق الله العظيم. These are verses 85 and 86 of Surah Hijr. After Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about the destruction of the people of Lut alayhi salatu wassalam, Ashabul Aikah, the people of Hijr. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ. And we had not created the skies and the earth and whatever lies between them, but with the truth, in other words, with a clear order. Here, there are three different aspects to this ayah. One is this, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants to show insan that whatever is around us should invite us towards Allah and should make us closer to Allah. Like Allah ta'ala says in Surah Al Imran, رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَكْ فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. That seeing the sky, seeing whatever is on the earth, whatever is between the skies and the earth, should all invite us and bring us closer to Allah Rabbul Izzat. The second aspect of this is that when we look at all of this, kullun fi falaki yasbahun, everything is in order, everything is in harmony, and hence whoever comes on this earth, individuals or communities, to create fasad, to create corruption, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will eliminate them, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will humiliate them, Allah ta'ala will destroy them. The third is the second aspect of the ayah, وَإِنَّ السَّاعَةَ آتِيَةَ, that the day of Qiyamah is definitely going to come. So whatever Allah has created on the skies and the earth, all of it is going to be destroyed. If man can understand and realize that this is the creation of Allah, that Allah who has the power, that Allah who has the qudrat to create, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will dismantle, Allah Ta'ala who created the order, Allah Ta'ala will fulfill that order, and Allah will bring the day of Qiyamah. And here also it gives a consolement, it gives solace to our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that whatever is happening in Makkah in that current situation, Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum are being persecuted. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself is going through various difficulties, various challenges. But all of that will come to an end. And the day of Qiyamah, the justice of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will prevail. That is why some commentators have said, illa bil haqqi, will refer that Allah has created the skies, the earth, whatever lies between them, with justice, and that justice will be seen on the day of Qiyamah. فَاسْفَحِ الصَّفْحَ الْجَمِيلِ. O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, graciously withdraw, graciously forgive them. Now here in Makkah, there was no hukam of jihad fi sabilillah. There was no hukam of going out in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So for these few years, whilst Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is strengthening and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is bringing about a perspective of his deen, and Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum are going through all these difficulties, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also gives this command that here you will forgive, but of course that time will come when Allah will give the order of jihad fi sabilillah, then of course everything else will change. Inna rabbaka huwa al-khallaqul alim. Certainly your Rabb, He is al-khallaq. Al-khallaq, the most perfect creator. One is khaliq and one is khallaq. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the most perfect creator, and some ulama have stated here, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the only creator. That whatever we see happening on this earth, that is all what man does, but it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah says, Al-Aleem. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is all-knowing. Allah has full knowledge. So when He has created everything, and Allah ta'ala is most perfect in His creation, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will bring an end to the order and the creation of this world, and Allah ta'ala will create alam-e-akhirah, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is all-knowing. Allah ta'ala knows what happens. Allah ta'ala sees how the Quraysh and the Kuffar, in the context of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in the context thereafter, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows what is happening, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala then will bring this day of judgment where everything will be then manifest in the courts of Allah. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.